Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. This is a movement of people dedicated to getting fit physically, mentally, and spiritually. Let's go. That is the mission of this podcast. If you have listened to any of my previous episodes, you know what I'm about. You know it's much more than fitness, right? Like I love looking great. I love getting stronger. I love lifting heavy things, putting them down. I like to challenge myself physically. I freaking love it. But if that's all there is, then you know you reach a point where you're starting to like look for more and you ask more questions. And that's a good place to be at. If you're listening to this podcast, that means you probably are around there on one end of the spectrum. So I feel like fitness is like a gateway drug. You know, you can kind of see what's possible. You start feeling better, looking better, more energy, more results, more confidence. And you start thinking like, what if I did this in my business? You know, what if I apply these things to my marriage? What if I could, you know, have a spiritual enlightening or a spiritual breakthrough, right? So fitness to me is a gateway to so much more. So it's much more than fitness. And that's the point I'm trying to get across. So before I get into the proverb, this is a really cool series, a quick episode to get you some nuggets, some wisdom to empower you and set you up for success in your day and in your week, right? Because I feel like, and this is, it goes back to scripture again, is there's this verse that King Solomon will say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the way I read that and what I truly believe in my heart is a lot of people associate that it's a negative connotation, right? It's fear or scare. I'm afraid of God, but I believe it's reverence. I believe it's like respect and awe, like a healthy fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, because I feel like it sets you in this place of, look, I might not know everything. You know, I don't have it all together. There's probably wisdom out there that I can learn from, right? I'm a human being, right? I'm made in the image of God. You're made in the image of God. You're an image bearer, but you're not God himself, right? So we're not gods ourselves. So it's important to get into the place of, I want to be a sponge. I want to be a student. I want to learn what this God-breathed scripture can teach me. So if you're in that place, that is exactly where you need to be a sponge, right? To soak up this knowledge that we have for us today in the Proverbs, King Solomon. So again, don't care if you are atheist, if you believe in God, you don't believe in God, if you've been burned by the church, or if you've been, you know, if you've had experiences that you're just not in a place to maybe hear this and grow extremely fast, it's all good, because the wisdom in these words and scripture will make your life better. If you choose wisdom over foolishness or wisdom over folly, your life is better because of that. Make no mistake, whether, I don't care what you believe. I feel like, and my buddies talk about this in Salt and Light, my virtual kind of study group on Thursdays, is everybody's in a different part of their journey. And we would be like super selfish if we kind of judge people or got frustrated with people if they're not willing to hear certain things because of where they are in their journey. So my mission and my goal in this podcast is to plant seeds for the future. Okay, so if I'm planting seeds in your mind, good quality, positive seeds of truth, I'm hoping in the future, these will grow and you'll get to a place where, yeah, you start asking questions. Maybe you have crazy success and you're like, there's gotta be something more. And you start diving into spiritual things. That's perfect. That's a win. And conversely, you might have a storm, man. You might have a loss in the family. You might have something devastating. And I hate that. That's part of life, but it might just be the very thing that transforms you, that opens your eyes, that enlightens you, and that causes you to have this shift to where you're asking for help. You're seeking something higher than yourself, more powerful than yourself. So all that to say, man, you're in a good place if this is resonating with you, okay? So with that being said, Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty, right? The plans of the diligent, the plans and thoughts, that's what it means. Like the plans, the thoughts, everything you do, say, think, if you're diligent and consistent, the only possible outcome is abundance. Think of the farmer who he doesn't see the crops growing. He doesn't see his fruit automatically yielding when he plows his field. but he does it day after day. He shows up. He wakes up with gratitude. He goes to his field. He plows. He doesn't fall in love with the fruit. He might be thinking of the fruit, and that's the motivation, but he's fallen in love with the process, right? He's going through and not just going through the motions, but he's showing up and doing the motions. And he's fallen in love with that art, right? That craft. And if you can do that and you apply it to other areas, you'll have abundance in results, abundance in favor when it comes to your finances, with your business, with your body. Diligence really is the secret ingredient. Conversely, everybody who is hasty comes only to poverty. So everybody looking for shortcuts, man, hey, I'm raising my hand too right now. We all look for shortcuts in some shape or fashion, right? We're always looking for maybe how to be more efficient. And there's a very fine line between being efficient, right, and cutting corners. So that's something to definitely point out. But the people who are looking for a quick fix and the people who want to just cut corners are typically the ones that find themselves lacking. They're suffering want. That's what poverty means, right? So diligent is contrasted with hasty. The wise versus the foolish, the diligent versus the hasty. So man, be diligent, be consistent. A commentary I read says, when good planning is combined with diligent work, there will be a harvest of plenty. The one who wants to avoid work and find shortcuts and cut corners will find failure instead of plenty. Their path leads surely to poverty. So it's very powerful, man. And I think it's a perfect fitness analogy, right? Like the people who I posted on my Instagram the other day, like a funny reel with getting abs. There is no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to getting shredded, to getting fit, or you know, getting abs, for instance. It comes through like intention. It comes through like consistency, right? You can get there quicker with help and finding a mentor, getting a coach, getting a trainer, you know, getting better equipment, you name it, right? Of course, there's more efficient ways to do things. Yes, but it comes through diligence, right? You can't just get liposuction or surgery and make things go away, because it's almost like the lottery winner, right? He wins the lottery, but he's always had poor financial habits. So that winner, right? His results are great. The light guy who gets liposuction, God bless him. Hey, if you have it, then I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it's an example to where if your habits don't change, you gain that weight back because you tried to fix a problem that's a surface level issue by not addressing the actual root of the problem. And it's the eating habits. It's the lifestyle habits, you know, avoiding taking the stairs and choosing the elevator. You know, not finding ways to drink more water, controlling your caloric intake, all these different things, right? So if you're looking for shortcuts, it's a part of the human nature. Again, I'm holding my hand up. We all look for them, but understand the shortcuts, man. Wow. The shortcuts could be the very gift from God to teach you something. Like not the shortcut itself, but the situation you find yourself in looking for a shortcut could be the exact situation that God is trying to let you learn. He's trying to teach you something in that. That's powerful. So what is in your life, in our lives, right? What are instances where what are situations where I want to find a shortcut? You know, what does that look like? Maybe it's business. Maybe I want to find a shortcut to financial freedom. And I start overlooking people or overlooking the process that got me that initial freedom in the first place. That's a recipe for bankruptcy. Maybe not that extreme, but when we find ways and we're trying to shortcut ways so everything and everybody in the middle becomes a means to an end, we find ourselves lacking, right? We find ourselves looking for shortcuts that are teaching moments. They're lessons, and that's a gift from God. It's a beautiful thing. This idea is a really powerful one. I saw it posted by my buddy on Instagram the other day, and it's the idea of the diligence, right? This consistency. He had this beautiful image of a water beating against a rock, and eventually that rock splitting into two, right? What split the rock into two? Was it the power of the rock? No. The rock isn't split because of the water's power, but by the water's consistency. Because day after day, It just keeps splashing against it, keeps showing up. It keeps waking up with gratitude, you know, having this morning routine or being intentional about his day, about their plans and their actions, taking consistent action. Eventually, dude, that water freaking splits the rock into two. It makes the impossible possible. It just happens, right? It just splits, and it comes from diligence. It comes from consistency, not sheer power, not willpower, not just mustering up enough energy. It's consistency and diligence. So results happen, right? From showing up, from diligent work. Okay, so what areas are we looking for shortcuts? And then this is a question I love asking is, what can I get out of the times I want to get out of? Because, hey man, the good times, it's easy to live on the mountaintops, right? But some of the worst times in my life, some of the darkest, deepest valleys of my life revealed and opened my eyes to so much more. That was a gift of God going into the darkest places because, man, I came out the other side a new person, a different person. And it's that idea of the Super Bowl team who wins and everything comes easy. They didn't learn that much that year. They just had crazy success. So a lot of times it's like that sophomore slump where you win and things are good, or maybe a UFC fighter is a better example, like Conor McGregor, right? Everything, like when he's coming up and he's trying to prove himself, he's finding a lot of adversity and there's a struggle on a daily basis. That dude is getting better and learning something every single day. And eventually that led him to be the king of the world, for lack of better words, in the UFC world. But then what happens? And it's human nature. I'm not judging Connor for it. I would probably do the same. What happens is we get complacent. We get happy. I mean, life's good. And we kind of think that life's all about the destination. It's all about the trophy or the championship, when success is found in the day-to-day, the mundane moment sometime. You know, it's found in the process. A buddy of mine, Cam, a photographer buddy, creative buddy, he posted this reel and it's Jay-Z talking. He said, man, success is not getting rich and famous. It's not even building multi-billion dollar businesses, right? This dude's a legend. But he's like, man, success is living, knowing what God's gifted you with, your talents, your treasures, your abilities, your strengths, and living from that place and sharing that gift with the world. If you're good like me at encouraging people, man, I need to show up and encourage people. And that's part of this podcast. If you're better at finances, or if you're better at numbers, or you're good at like hands-on, like whatever that is, whatever your thing is, if you're creative, if you're a writer, if you're into film, whatever that is, that's a gift from God. And sharing it with the world is your job. That's your calling. And so that's success. If you're doing that day in, day out, you're not worrying about the outcome, you're worried about the process, that is success, my friend. So keep that stuff up. The world needs more of you. Okay, three last questions and I'm wrapping up is, who am I? You have to know who you are. Okay, so that's something I ask myself a lot. Who am I? Not what the world tells me, not what my school, my teachers told me, not what people told me. Oh, Brian, you're so good at, you know, such and such, or you're athletic. It's like, man, if you live for people's, you know, approval, you'll die from their rejection. I think that's how the quote goes. But it's true, man. Who are you really? I'm a driven, I'm a strong man of God. I'm full of action. I'm full of enthusiasm and passion. That's who I really am. Now, granted, on some days I don't feel like being that guy. And some days I don't act as if I am that guy. But your true self, who God intended you to be, that's your true self. You becoming more and letting go of your former self, your old self, your average self, and letting God transform you and becoming more and putting yourself through discipline and being diligent and showing up with consistency, you're becoming more of your true self. You're becoming more of the real you. And that is so cool. So when you know who you are, you can then ask the question, who can I become? Who can I become today? Who can I become in 10 years? In 20 years, right? Maybe 20 years too long for some of y'all, but maybe 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Who could you become? Man, the sky is the limit, in my opinion. So the last question I have for you is, did you get better 1% today? If you haven't, it's all good. That's why you're listening to this podcast. You're getting more physically, mentally, spiritually fit. Do something today to make you 1% better. If that's lifting weights, perfect. If that's going outside for a walk for 30 minutes, awesome. If that's calling up a buddy and trying to connect with somebody you haven't spoken in a while to, or, you know, telling somebody you love them, or making amends with an old friend, do it. Get 1% better. And then, man, if you get 1% better every single day, I got another challenge for you. Ready? You ready for it? Make somebody else 1% better today. See how that feels. And man, if we get a movement of people getting 1% better, committed and dedicated to becoming more fit physically, mentally, spiritually, whoo, we're going to change the world, baby. I love it. So man, that is my Proverbs for you today. Be diligent, because it surely leads to abundance. Don't be like everybody else. A lot of people, man, hasty, cutting corners, looking for shortcuts, right? That only leads to poverty, lacking, suffering, want. So man, if you love this podcast, share it. I love when people, message me and tell me if they loved it. They share it with a buddy. Hey, if this impacted you, share it with a buddy. Get them 1% better today. Get them feeling fit physically, mentally, spiritually, and see how that feels. But man, I love this. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all the feedback. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the love. And guys, until next time, be positive, be consistent and diligent, and be fit.